Hello?
Hello?
My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead and proceed in that case. And also, just to confirm, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan? Arizona? Okay. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in which year were you born, please?
2001.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Oh, you're almost certain?
Okay, if it's presidential, certain.
Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I'm not sure. Probably abortion rights, honestly.
Abortion, right? Okay, thank you so much. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably independent.
Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
5.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Democratic.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree that families should stay together.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat
agree. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Moving forward, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants works permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More or less
more
likely?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants works permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. And now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S.